what not to do, labeling people or freezing them in old roles. When discussing family roles, one of the biggest mistakes is labeling people too quickly. A ministry leader might hear a family story and say, "You were the scapegoat," or "Your sister was the golden child," or "Your father was the controller," or "Your mother was the victim." Those labels may sound insightful, but they can also become careless, harmful, or overly certain. In this course, we do not use genograms to diagnose families or freeze people in roles. A ministry genogram is a formation map, not a labeling machine. Labels can become a shortcut. They can make a complex person sound simple. They can also make family members sound fixed, as if they are only one thing forever. That is not a Christian view of people. Every person is an image bearer. Every person is morally responsible. Every person is also more than one role, one wound, one sin, one weakness, or one season of family life. So what should we avoid? Do not say, "You are the caretaker," as if that explains everything. Instead, ask, "Did you often feel responsible for taking care of others?" Do not say, "Your brother was the rebel." Instead, ask, "How did your brother tend to respond to pressure or conflict?" Do not say, "Your family made you this way." Instead, say, "It sounds like your family formation may have shaped this pattern, and Christ can help you discern a new response." Do not say, "That is just who you are." Instead, say, "That role may have been familiar, but it does not have final authority over your identity." A second mistake is treating every role as bad. Some roles contain gifts. The caretaker may have compassion. The achiever may have diligence. The peacemaker may have sensitivity. The strong one may have courage. The invisible one may have discernment. The rebel may have a hunger for truth or justice. But every gift needs formation under Christ. Compassion needs boundaries. Diligence needs rest. Sensitivity needs truth. Courage needs humility. Discernment needs voice. Justice needs love. A third mistake is forcing people to abandon a role before they understand what it protected. If someone became invisible because attention felt unsafe, do not pressure them to become publicly vulnerable. If someone became a caretaker because the home was unstable, do not shame their compassion. Move slowly. A wise leader asks, listens, and helps the person discern. The goal is not to label the role. The goal is to help the person live from renewed identity in Christ. Family roles may explain something. They do not define everything.